Alrighty, friends, we're back. Your favorite podcast of the week. It's called Location Weekly, and we are recording on March the 5th. Yes, it's a new month. Spring is just around the corner for those of you over here in North America. Daylight savings is time is next weekend, so lots is happening, and the weather's great. Brianna, how are you? Where are you?
I'm doing well. I am here in sunny Phoenix. For a conference over the next few days, an internal conference. So just enjoying some sunshine, and it's an early morning here for us, but glad to be here. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, it's the weather's been lovely in Toronto. I am heading on the road tomorrow as well. I'm going to be in Salt Lake City for a few days. Never been there, so my first time. Excited to see what that's all about, and then I'm actually heading over the weekend and the early part of next week to South America, to Guyana, British Guyana, where my family's originally from, and hanging out with my parents and some family. So that'll be interesting. I haven't been there for like 20 years, so
that'll be amazing.
So it'll be it'll be fun just for a few days, but. All right. Well, we have a good show for you. Four stories to cover off, and let Aubriana kick us off.
All right. Well, when you're going places you haven't been, you need a map. And Instagram is developing a friend map feature. This is an opt-in feature that they're working on, and it's very similar to Snapchat's Snap Map, which we covered on the show not too long ago. And really, it would allow you to see your user, your friends' locations in real time. So right now, this is an internal prototype, and there's a reverse engineer. His name is Alessandro Paluzzi, who's often kind of like tapping in and discovering these social media features that are in developed ahead of their launch. And so this was spotted by him. And basically, Instagram is planning to officially launch this friend map. If they do, I'm assuming they will. It's copying, another popular feature from Snapchat. I feel like the two are just constantly borrowing from one another, right? With the stories, and it seems to be more Instagram following Snap's lead. But you know, they clone their core functionality in their stories back in 2016. But they're also now thinking about, the Apple Find My Friends or Find My People kind of feature that Apple has, which I use often for my kids or my husband to know, hey, how long till they're going to be here? Or like, where are they? If I can't get a hold of them. This is kind of bringing that into consideration as well. So I think that Instagram is really trying to make their app a little bit more sticky and giving users reasons to spend more time there. And less time on other company services, which obviously means that they can sell more advertising spots and address them with, all of that good stuff that you buy that you don't really need, right? Instagram had an opportunity to kind of appeal to people who were fans of an app called Zenly, and Snap acquired them last year and then shut them down. Some other features within this feature, if you would, were like notes. So you could leave notes on the map. So you could leave something, hey, I found this like really cool pop-up shop, or, post kind of like short updates on the map. And then I think they're really just trying to enhance their map offering as a whole. And last year they introduced something called like a searchable map. So you could search like popularly tagged locations. So I think this feeds nicely into that. So you could think about like finding restaurants or cafes, beauty salons, things like that. But this came right after Google SVP, said that users are kind of shifting away from like the Google Maps, and they're moving more towards the TikToks and Instagrams and Snaps of the world to discover new places. So I think this is a good opportunity for Instagram. Obviously, it's definitely very copycat, but, it's not always first to market. Sometimes it just depends on who you can address. And I think this is going to be another challenge for Snap to overcome, just because the time spent in Instagram and the stickiness, because so many moved over from Facebook to Instagram, and because, they're all part of Meta, is going to be difficult to overcome. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, okay, first of all, like, I think having a map, you know, friend map feature, you know, within Instagram, I think it's a good thing. I think that, you know, these the Snap Map and Instagram platforms are very similar in many ways now. You know, obviously they're stealing features from each other all the time. So, you know, I don't see why you wouldn't want to have, you know, this kind of a map feature in Instagram. I think to your point, like, and even for myself, I would say, like, as an older person, you know, I still have Facebook. I still look at, you know, friends, you know, and family and stuff like on that, but I'm more and more using Instagram on a day-to-day basis. I'm starting to message more on it. I'm starting to share more content on that platform. And, you know, I think in terms of traveling or being, you know, in a place where I'm not normally, you know, being able to see, you know, who's around me or those kinds of things, I think, you know, there's some value to that. And probably you want that kind of capability across as many platforms as you have, you know, on, you know, that you're using regularly. So I think that's interesting. I think I like the notes functionality where you can kind of leave a note on the map that they're talking about here. I think that's kind of interesting where, you know, maybe, you know, if you've got a group of friends that you're sharing location with, and you, let's say you discover a new restaurant that you really love and you can like leave a little note there for your friends to see, about it, you know, or review or something like that. I think that could be really interesting. And even that, just the idea of like, you know, restaurants and, you know, or anything like that, where, you know, review content that is map based, I think could be really interesting as a way to, you know, potentially monetize this feature in terms of generating revenue from those restaurant brands or things like that. So I like it. I think there's a lot of capabilities in this, and I think it's a no-brainer for Instagram to kind of jump into that space. All right. Yep. Staying with the map business, there's a new app now on the horizon called Sway, Sway, and this is also a friend map type of story. It was announced at Mobile World Congress, which was just happening, and it's an iPhone app, and it's not about sharing where you are right now. It's about sharing where you intend to be in the future. This could be a couple hours in the future. This could be weeks or months away in the future. And so, you know, it's really kind of focusing on not having to kind of coordinate in real time with your friends where you're going to be, but being able to just let your followers know, ahead of time, and then they can kind of search on this basis. And, you know, they're calling it serendipitous co-location. So it could be that, you know, you're part of a small, like, you can create your own groups on this. So it could be a close set of friends that you're just sharing with all the time. It could be, you know, work colleague groups that you've created. It could be, you know, people at a conference, for example, that you've just met and you've created a group on the fly and you want to know where each other are and coordinating. And normally we do those things, you know, via text messaging or other things like that, but it's cumbersome to do that. So I think there is some utility, some value to what they're offering here. This isn't the first attempt, I would say, at sharing your future location. I can remember apps back in like 2012, 13 that were being announced at South by Southwest that, you know, had these kind of capabilities back then. They didn't really go anywhere. There was an app called Highlight, you know, that tried to do stuff like this. Koala had some features back in the day to do things like this. So I buy into the notion of this. And again, I see this, you know, from a work colleague conference sharing capability. I guess the downside for me of this and what you know, I struggle with things like this is it's a feature. It's not an app by itself, right? And there's nothing stopping Instagram or Snapchat or, you know, any of these other apps from adding this kind of capability to what they do. It's not something you can file a patent around, you know, like it's been done before. So like, this is where I struggle, but the concept of it, I like, and I think there's value in it. So what are your thoughts?
I am very much in agreement. Like, you know, like the Bare Naked Ladies said years ago, it's all been done before. This has definitely been done before. I do think it's an interesting feature. I feel like this would be really a strong feature that, say, a LinkedIn should build in, right? So as you have some of those groups, like our LBMA group, yeah. It'd be wonderful to know, like, hey, instead of those one-off messages that are very, like you said, cumbersome and manual, I can just let everybody know, like, here's my kind of conference calendar for the next quarter or coming up, and everybody can see who's going to be there. It's very easy, and I don't have to necessarily guess. And it's always nice to run into our family, you know, like our network friends have become like family over the many, many years that we've known one another. So I think that that has a lot of value, but I agree that this is not something that's necessarily standalone. So
yeah, like I'm completely right. Like there's value here. LinkedIn would be a great one, or any of those sort of like, you know, the third party sort of apps that are used, you know, for conferences, like that run, you know, like the conference apps for, you know, Shop Talk or for, you know, NRF Big Show or any of those kinds of things, you know, like the app platforms that they're all using. This would be a great feature to me.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Love it.
Well, it's a hot topic today, maps, and we're sticking with it once again for our third story here, which is about Gab Wireless. And this is a company that's really focused on providing safe technology for children. So it's really focused on kids, and they have partnered now with Here, which is really cool, to utilize their SDK, their software development kit, to customize this in-app map and routing solution. It's removing age inappropriate content. So it's keeping the children that are online and their safety very much in mind, which I love. I think that's really important. So basically they're making sure, you know, with Here, they're getting these fresh, accurate maps with like up-to-date mapping, routing options, also like adding in their journey. And then they're making sure that they're protecting that. So the KidSafe mapping and navigation will be available for, you know, pretty much all Gab mobile phones. And they will be able to block things, for example, like liquor stores, and block kids from like that backdoor access to the internet. So you think about how when you go to like Google Maps, you can see like photos, you can click on things that take you to an external site. This kind of, I would say, like puts up those boundaries so that kids can't maybe discover things that are age inappropriate for them, like, you know, photos that maybe they shouldn't be seeing. So users can opt in to send data to Here, but the child's data is always anonymous and it's only used to improve navigation. There's never any advertising applications, which are great too. So they're just very focused on their number one priority being children. As a parent, I think this is so important. You know, my oldest got an Apple Watch, and so now she's able to communicate with us. I feel like it's like kind of the gateway drug to the mobile device, but it's not all in. So she can't be, you know, on social media, but she can communicate with her friends. She can communicate with us, and I can see where she is. So I love that there's people that and companies that are really focused on this as well and continuing to devote you know, their resources and their focus to this. One other thing I think worth noting is that the company is one of the first mapping technology companies to receive this high trust risk-based, it's like a 2-year certification process. In addition to one of its certifications, it's like a long ISO number, but the point being that they had to go through some significant, you know, hoops and hurdles to ensure that they are fundamentally very privacy centric. So I really like this, and I applaud the work that they're doing over at Gab and with Here, obviously.
Yeah, no, I don't have a lot to add to that. I think it's fabulous. I think this is absolutely needed in this time and age where we're at, where there's so much, you know, kid inappropriate content available, you know, on the internet and on these social platforms. You know, and having that be gated, you know, having parents have some peace of mind, I think is a good thing. And I guess like they, so like it's, these guys run both a cellular network platform and a, you know, obviously a mapping service, you know, that's now, you know, powered by, you know, Here Maps. So I think it's, you know, it's a great mission. And, you know, funny enough, like I mentioned at the top of the show, you know, I'm going to be in Salt Lake the next couple of days. These guys are actually based in Utah as well. So seems to be all coming together. I don't know. But I would love to learn more about this, the business model, kind of the targets of businesses that they're trying to focus on, you know, and consumers that they want to get this out to. Would love to have these guys potentially have something like our Retail Loco conference coming up in April, just kind of sharing this message, because I think it's important for brands to hear that there are services out there, and for agencies to hear that there are services out there that are, you know, catering to this mission. Because, you know, as a parent, mine are older now, but, you know, you're in that, you know, sweet spot age group that they're probably going after here. But I think it's just relevant. Like, I would have been all over this, you know, as a parent, you know, of young kids at the time. So,
yep, absolutely.
Fantastic. Okay. Our final story now, we're leaving maps. Okay. We've done three map stories now. We're leaving maps and we're going into the world of digital out of home. And we haven't talked about these guys for a while, but GSTV or gas station TV, you might know these guys or not. But if you've gone to a gas station lately, usually you'll see these screens on the pumps running advertising content. And that's for the most part run by gas station TV. That's their out of home network. Historically, the ads that you would see on those things are traditional ads coming from, you know, big brands like Coca-Cola and agencies and, you know, companies who have products that are available in the convenience stores and things like that. But increasingly, they've been, you know, signing partnerships with other types of social content. And so this week they announced a new partnership with a company called Influential, which is the world's largest influencer marketing company, at least by revenue. So, you know, they provide, you know, the influencer-based content. And so, you know, these influencers are, you know, and there's all sorts of content being created on social media platforms and so on. And we see on Instagram and Snapchat, you know, how much, you know, these influencers can make from a revenue perspective and how much influence they have over the consumers that are interacting with, you know, the products that they're promoting. And so, you know, I think bringing that kind of content to gas station TV network, I think, makes a lot of sense. You know, they reach 115 million unique viewers per month across 29,000 fuel and convenience store retailers across the U.S. So it's a big network. You know, and I think that, you know, people are resonating as a consumer, resonating, you know, more and more with that kind of individualized influencer type of content than we are with, you know, the sort of more traditional TV type of advertising, you know, that we would see, you know, from a brand. So not everybody can afford a Super Bowl commercial, you know, so influencer based content, I think, makes sense. And this is not their first attempt. They've done previously partnerships and integrations with TikTok directly as well. So I think I like the direction these guys are going. Similar to what I just said too, I would love to have this kind of a discussion at Retail Loco on, you know, the importance of influencer and social content, you know, in out of home and the role that that's playing and how that's changing the game. So,
yeah, I agree with everything that you said there. The one thing I would add is that I do feel like a very big value add here is reach, right? So there's a lot of people and different demographic and age groups that go to the gas station that do not use social media on a regular basis. So they might be missing a lot of the content that these influencers or influential marketing companies are pushing forward from an advertising perspective. So I think it just gives you a very unique and additional reach. So incremental reach to those eyeballs that they're already seeing on the TikToks and Snapchats and Instagrams of the world. But now you've got that in a place that you have a captive audience for, you know, a couple minutes and maybe touching people who do not interact that way. So that's the only thing I wanted to add there. I think the reach play is really important and really smart move.
That's it. So that's our show for this week, folks. Four stories, three on maps and one on the out-of-home industry. But I think all very interesting and useful applications this week. I want to remind people of two things. One is we have our retail local conferences coming up both in Europe and in North America in April, early April in Europe in Munich, 24th and 25th at Mall of America in Minneapolis. We'd love to see you there. If you're interested in speaking, sponsoring, attending, just reach out to us or go to thelbma.org and you can learn more about the event there. I also want to welcome our newest member of the LBMA, Adapt Media, which is a Toronto-based company here in the out-of-home space as well, and programmatic and other things. So welcome to the LBMA. We're happy to have you here. And with that, we just want to thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Aubriana and Karsten will be back next week with another show for you. I won't be here. But I'm sure they will knock it out of the park and give you a great one. So thanks so much. We'll see you next week. Take care. Bye.
Bye.